Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hi.
Are you sleeping?
Nope.
Oh, your voice sounded like you're sleeping.
Nope.
What are you doing?
Working on converting my community things to spoken voice text.
Oh. Alright. Well, I just called to say happy birthday. I really don't know any more than I knew yesterday. Nothing changes pretty much day to day. Just things are the way they are. You still there?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to tell you what happened. I'll tell you as soon as you finish.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, Dennis said happy birthday, James. So I sent him a message that I wanted to be, you know.
You're breaking up awful bad.
Let me take it off a speakerphone. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, Dennis sent me a happy birthday. And he said, happy birthday, James. So I said, I wanted to be called Martin, you know. So, okay, he didn't reply to me yet. And then David Darnell said, happy birthday, James. So I did the same thing to him. Well, he said, I don't read your stuff or your shit, whatever it was. And then, okay. And then I said, well, I want to be known as Martin, you know, same thing. And then he says, whatever. So I said, whatever. You know, I have a definition called whatever time.
Yeah, I think what you should do is just, any outside family, yes, you could go with the Martin, but your family knows you as James, honey.
I
think that as a friend, you hold friends like David. I think it's asking too much.
Mama? It's not asking too much. I should have done it several years ago. I'm 51 years old. It's not asking too much. People do this all the time. Change their name and they refer to their name as their middle name.
I know, but I think it's asking your friends and family too much.
Probably I should have done it years ago, but I'm 51 years old. I want to be I want to be known as a more wisdom name than James, although they're both wisdom names. Martin, in my view right now, is a more wisdom name. I'm 51 of wisdom. You know, 50 is the age of wisdom. So I want to be known, actually I should have died last year, I want to be known as Martin. And he said, whatever. So I said, I was, you know, there's a new feature on Facebook. You know, you know what likes are, right? Of course, you know what that is. Well, now you can like it, you can smile, or you can laugh, or you can cry, or it's sad, or you can there's several options. So I told David I was sad because he wasn't listening to me. Okay, then he blocked me. He blocked me instead of the other way around. So he blocked me. So I'm no longer friends with him on Facebook. So.
Oh, yeah,
he is in the mood for what? To create an argument when I didn't create an argument in the first place? He said, whatever.
Well.
Now, he said whatever. Now, that means he doesn't care.
No, it just means whatever you want, James.
No, that's not what he meant. He said whatever, because his tone was in the negative, that he didn't care.
Funny.
Now, he blocked me. Now, I want you to hear...
that'll change.
That's fine. I want you to hear a song.
That'll change,
it is. Okay, I want you to hear a song that I have posted on my Facebook. It's called Pierre.
Pierre? Uh-huh.
It's called Pierre.
What about it?
A song on Facebook. It's called Pierre.
Yeah.
And Pierre says, I don't care. He continues to... It's more like a nursery rhyme, but it's a fable tale. Moral. Yeah. Okay. So let me pull it up here, and I'll play it for you. See, that's how I get it here. What are you... What's wrong?
I just don't have any idea what's going on.
Well, I want you to hear a song. She's like, here's Pierre. Tell me this so you can hear it. If not, I'll change it. Of course, there's an ad first. Here it is. CD, can I not? And send you a CD?
Yeah, I can do a CD.
Alright, well, I haven't. I could do that. Or I could do a DVD.
But I can't. I can't be doing computer stuff, though, because I can't see. I don't understand why you can't understand that.
Mama, did you just say it's a video? Came up with a solution to send you a disc.
Okay, alright, honey. Alright. CD is fine.
A DVD?
Is it or DVD even.
Well, it's a video, so it'll probably be a DVD.
Right. Even the DVD player, she broke it when she knocked the stuff off the top of it. Knocked the TV over, but.
Okay.
David has a way of playing DVDs.
Well, I'll give it on the CD then.
All right, honey.
I'm
think of sharing some things to you so that you can...
I know.
That was one of the things I wanted to share with you, was that song.
Okay.
Anyway, it's easy to share on Facebook, but... Now...
I can't do that.
I know, but I'm saying, David, I could share it to David, and then David could play it to you. That's the way... I could quickly do it, but it doesn't have to be quick. I could just send it in the mail.
Well, David don't do Facebook and all that stuff.
He has a Facebook account, unless he deleted it.
Well, he don't... He's never in on it, as far as I know. Anything like that.
Well, he probably uses a phone. Does he have a smartphone?
Does he have a smartphone,
Mama?
Yeah. I don't know what he does, you know.
Well, if he has a smartphone, just like I have a smartphone, I can use Facebook on my smartphone.
Yeah.
You still have Verizon Fios, or did you change?
No, I still got it.
Okay, so.
I locked in for another 2 years on it. I'm gonna have to just get out of this house before I get to the point I can't see to pay the bills. You know, whatever. I got. Bingo is going to close at the end of September for 3 months. So I won't be going back, probably. So at the end of September, my bingo days are over.
Okay.
And I'll just have to try and do what I need to do for my life. For the rest of my life.
Okay.
I'll just see what I haven't got a plan. I don't know what to do. I don't have a lot of energy, and it's I'm getting old.
Mom,
like it or not, people, I'm getting old.
If you want to sell the house, you can sell the house. If you want to get a in care keeper, like an in care person. It would be probably better to do that in an apartment than in a big house.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. Right at this time, I just have to figure it out.
If you want to talk about
this house and this maintenance on this house is too much.
Okay, well, then let's say...
the yard is just getting bad, even though I got what's his name doing it. We had to cut down on the water.
Okay.
So a lot of the yard just doesn't look good, and it the one thing after another. I'm just really in a dinner.
The most important thing that I have to mention.
I just have to plan what I got to plan.
The most important thing I have to tell you about in this conversation, Mama, is if you plan to go into any kind of subsidized housing. No, we're low-income housing. You need to get on some waiting lists. And you need to do that today.
Yeah, well,
They're six months to a year long, at least.
Yeah, I know. Well, I doubt I'll be able to do that.
Well, then you're going to have to get a roommate. You're going to have to go to a roommate chair and then get a roommate. Is that what you want to
do? Yeah, I want to do that.
Do you want your own... You don't want your own apartment in perhaps a living environment that is supportive to your visual support need?
I don't know, honey, what I want. That's my problem.
Okay.
That's been my problem ever since your dad died. I don't know what to do or exactly what I want to do. So I just have to think it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'll think it out later.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that this is what I'm thinking. If after June, or July, after September, no bingo, so that's 3 months after that, is the end of the year, right? June 30th, and then June 30th, and then December 31st, right? So the first of the year is when they're starting out bingo, right?
First of the year, yeah.
Okay. So you have no other reason to stay in San Bernardino, or do you want to go to another town?
Oh, honey, I don't know.
I'm going to do some research for you, Mama. If I can get some direction here.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Honey, you're breaking up. I don't know. Why don't you talk on your phone?
Oh, I have it still on speaker. Hold on a second. Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. At the end of the year, which is 4 months from now, so I would say by the end of March is when you could probably move into a new place if you were on a waiting list at the minimum.
Yeah.
But the end of June is probably a good target date. Or the beginning of June, whatever.
Yeah.
Or perhaps your birthday. Would that be a good target date? Your birthday?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything about subsidized housing. I don't know I doubt I'm eligible for anything.
You are eligible, Mama. You're on Medicare. You're on Social Security.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a third of your income. How much do you make on Social Security?
$1,700.
Okay. Okay. Subsidized housing, that's about what I'm making. It's a third of your income. Now, your rent will be...
Plus I have the $310 a month.
Okay, that's included. That, so it will be... Your rent will probably be about $490 a month for your own spot. For your own apartment, or if you get a place where they have visual supportive care, but independent living, but visual supportive care, which is really what you want. You may not find that in San Bernardino specifically, but probably somewhere in Southern California, nearby, probably Grand Terrace or Riverside, or actually a good person to talk to is Debbie, probably. Oh. See, I'm going to have to call. I have to call Debbie or Mike today because Mike's birthday is today as well. I was going to wait until after 5.
Alright.
You're having trouble, though.
Huh?
You're having trouble with your visual and paying your bills. Grandma had that big microfiche magnifier machine. Remember that?
Yeah, they suggest I go. They gave me the name of what they call low vision specialist.
Okay.
To get things like that.
Do you want to do that at the house, or do you want to wait until you're out of the house and go somewhere else?
No, I can go anytime to these people.
I know, but that would be in San Bernardino, though.
Isn't it? Working everything into a day.
Mama, this is 6 months out. I'm saying at least 6 months out. You need to get on some waiting lists.
Yeah, alright.
Okay, so you need to do a location area type of housing search, which HUD has they used to anyway, a search utility on HUD. HUD is housing.
Yeah.
They had a housing search utility for specific, if you had visual people who were blind and everything. It had all that search criteria on the site. So I'll go ahead and do a search in Southern California near the zip code 9405 and see what's available. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you get on a waiting list and then you come up on a waiting list, they give you a time to respond, and then you can pass it. Some allow you to pass it once, and then you can't pass it any others. Or some, once you pass it, you're off the waiting list again. You have to start all over. Okay, so you have to kind of when you name them for coming up, you need to kind of say, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move or whatever. Okay, now. You can afford, can you afford, I'm asking a question, $450 a month plus the house, or would you have to sell the house specifically.
I don't know.
I know, Mama. You know I did. I did financial work, right, Mama? You know I did that for a living, right? You know I did that for a living, right?
Yeah, well, I couldn't keep this house and pay for it.
What I'm saying is...
And go live somewhere else. That's impossible.
Okay, that would be... It would have to be nearby, or you'd have to hire somebody to detail the house to get it ready for sale, which is a cost. And I don't know what that cost is. Mm. Or they could probably take it out of the sale of the house. Maybe not. I don't know the way the... The way the, you're in a, reverse mortgage situation, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably upside down, so I don't know what...
Well, I'm just thinking about what I need to get in line so that for, I'm gonna go ahead and target date of your birthday next year. Which is next June, to move, if that's what you want to do. And if you don't want to move, you don't have to move, but you have to get on the waiting list so you have a choice. Okay? Otherwise, you're going to have to get a roommate, Mama. I will tell you that even one bedrooms or two bedrooms are $1,200 to $1,400, even in your area, and they're up to $1,500 and $800. You don't even have enough money to pay that. So you'd have to get a roommate. That means your roommate would have to be agreeable to your disability, you know, of course. And then you'd have to work that out. And I don't know if there's any roommate searches for that. But you would be a priority placement, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, but you will still have a house. So if you actually sold the house, like today, you would be homeless, right? Let's say you were homeless. Where would you go? Where would you go? Okay, let's,
I don't know.
I'm giving you... I know, but where would you go? Let me think. Would Dennis be able to give you a place for a while? Or not?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if he still has a house full up there or not.
Okay, well, I think that Clay would be able to give you a house. For... Okay. Or I will.
I'd hate to depend on him.
I can. The rules are I can have another person in my care as long as one person is HIV positive in this building, and the other person would be my relative, in this case, my mother. I would be able to have another person on my lease temporarily. But you would make your residency Colorado that way. See?
Yeah.
It's the same problem that I have to deal with.
It's something to think about.
But I really think that the house is a worry that if you really had a plan, you would have a little more calm nerves going through with your visual.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna get ready to go.
I love you, Mama, and I care for you very much.
I know that, honey.
And, you know...
I love you, too, and I'm worried about you, and I'm hoping... I just pray that you stay healthy and happy. That's all I want, healthy and happy.
I'm going to stay healthy. I'm going to stay happy as I am right now. I am the happiest I've ever been since I have had my own housing. I've said that, except for this little problem. With harassment, which has a cessation, you know, it actually stopped.
Yeah.
Okay, well, will it start up again or not? I have a plan of attack to refer anybody who is harassing me to my case manager.
Yeah.
I have to give a sign of release, and then they're going to find out why they are contacting me when they shouldn't be contacting me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then they're going to, who told you to contact James Driscoll? You know, who told you to? I'm going to get the information. It's going to get what's called supplanted out of them if they continue harassing from after I've changed my name. It's going to get, from my case management point of view, it's going to get supplanted out into the open. Or they just need to stop.
Yeah.
I already got this barber person. This barber person I told you was a... That was the job that she had at Lockheed. Well, apparently she doesn't have that job anymore. She now works for MSN Management, which is Microsoft Management. Her phone is in the employment among the other people in that collective. And this person called me from... You know, I called the number to confirm that this is still Barbara or not, and it's not Barbara anymore, it's this other person. So she passed her phone off onto somebody, but this other person still knows her, individually knows Barbara.
Yeah.
So I've got him on the hook to relay the information to Barbara, and I'm going to find out if Barbara had, if who it was that actually, if it was Barbara or somebody else that was harassing me. I think that's what they were doing, Mama. They were using some sort of group, like a group, and this was a passing a phone. They probably were passing several phones within this group, and they were harassing me. This just is the one that came up on the Truth Finder as most relevant.
Yeah,
the ones where other ones were either not, current data or a deceased person from 2008, okay, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this one I have caught in a binding knot. She is bound to fuckeduphuman.net under persons and her phone number. And I have a call and a log to my voicemail that I have on the record of this new person who has apparently possession of this phone. And he says he wants to get to the solution of this for me, or for the matter. So it's going to stop, because if it's just one source, if that's the source that it happens, this is the person who was trying to harass me because of my domain names and the information theory that I have behind it. For peace building, and she or whomever this collective group is, this is their agenda against me. Okay, they cannot continue doing that. Number one, they don't have the right to do that. Number two, it's illegal. It's harassment. Okay, whether or not Tracy thought that she said in her call recording that they have the right to contact me and to falsely misrepresent themselves. No, they don't. They don't have the right to break the law. You don't have the right to break the law. You have the free will to break the law, but you don't have the right to break the law. That is not a right. So that's where Tracy and I were battling on that call. That's not right. Now, Tracy is out on vacation until the 6th of September. Oh, just so happens. So.
I think you've done a great job of getting that resolved. Hopefully, it'll stay resolved.
Yeah.
All right. I've got to get dressed.
Okay, well, I love you very much.
I love you too, and you have a good rest of the day.
And I'm going to do a HUD search for you, and I'll send it in the mail. For blind persons.
For birthday dinner or something.
Okay, well, I will, I can do that tomorrow. I can't, I have less than $20 in my account right now.
Okay. Well, let's get you a Burger King.
I can. I'm doing fine, Mama, really.
Alright, honey. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Alright.
Alright, I'm gonna go to bingo today, and I'm gonna go to bingo tomorrow. I'll be home on Saturday.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.